News Talk 1620 WTAW. The developer of high-speed passenger train service between Houston and Dallas are still 6 years away from seeing the first bullet train in operation. An update from Texas Central Partners was given at the last College Station City Council meeting. Speakers included TCP's new Texas Vice President. Jeff Mosley took that job after serving on the Texas Transportation Commission. He was asked about the railroad's intention to use eminent domain, among other topics.
The question related to eminent domain is one that is being raised. Some that question the project are questioning whether or not we are recognized as a railroad authority. Our attorneys say that we have full rights and privileges. We've been recognized by the Surface Transportation Board. They've given a declaration that we are an intrastate railroad. And then, as you've heard David in his presentation, we've been working for more than 2 years with the Federal Railroad Administration on an environmental impact statement, and we know they wouldn't be working with us if we weren't a railroad. So our attorneys tell us that we're on very solid ground, but that doesn't mean there won't be questions about our authority. We've not used it. We don't want to use it. We respect private property, land rights. We have the ability, as David said, to pay much more than a city or a county or a state because we don't have statutory limits or caps, and so we have the ability to work with landowners and really treat them very fairly and pay above market. And so we're willing to have those kinds of discussions, and as David said, we're prepared, mayor and members, as we go into session, to release the percent of landowners that have already put their options together and feel like that what we've been offering them is good for them. So it is something you'll probably hear more about as the project goes forward.
Okay. Is the governor's office supporting you at this current time?
The governor's office is pleased that we're bringing this project to Texas, and they haven't made a final declaration or a formal declaration, but I would say that anytime you talk about a multi-billion-dollar economic development project coming to the state, you have a lot of warmth coming from all of the state leadership. When I was head of economic development, mayor and members, if we had a $100 million project, we'd ring a bell and run around the building. To put this in perspective, the last time Texas has witnessed a single mobility infrastructure project of this size, it was the construction of Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. The projected cost of that at the time was $700 million. The book value today is about a $7 or $8 billion value. The project that David's been describing is greater than $10 billion. This is larger than three Hoover dams in the amount of material that will be needed to build the two tracks. And we'll need a lot of knowledge workers from Brazos County and from College Station. And we all remember the amount of skill that it took to build the stadium here. Well, imagine building this project and how the knowledge workers and the workforce will be called upon, 10,000 jobs per year for 4 years. And then mayor and members following construction, there'll be 1,000 permanent jobs to operate this system, which is a very high-tech system.
The last question from the council came from Linda Harvell about who would be around to provide customer service.
So this is probably a silly question, but as someone when I travel, I feel obligated to take everything in my closet so I have lots of options. So when I come with my 75-pound luggage, is there going to be somebody to help me get it up the steps, or is it going underneath? I know in Europe, if there's not a porter, you're lugging it up the steps. Where do you put the luggage and everything like that? So just probably a lighthearted question, but you know, I need to know.
You've heard David refer to a service provider. There is an interview right now with a service provider. When that announcement is made, everybody in this room will recognize that company. Their job is quite simply to show us that it's really easier, more cost-effective, and better to get up on this bullet train and use it and leave our cars at home. And so they'll be responding exactly to those kinds of questions. These stations, of course, as we remember, what David described is an elevated track, and so the stations really are on the second floor underneath it, opening up to Metro, DART here in the Brazos Valley. However, that commuter service would be provided either through commuter rail or buses, Uber, taxis, and so there will be a conveyance system to get passengers from that second floor deck to the automobiles and buses and commuter waiting for them. But the service provider will take care of all of that.
Mosley finished his remarks by asking the council for giving official support to the $10 billion project. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.